The first step in creating long-term change. So the first step is releasing negative emotions, limiting decisions, other change work, including everything that we've done, submodalities, anchoring. That's the first step, is the session. That's the actual session that we've just done. Whose responsibility is it to release all these things, by the way? Client's responsibility. So the client's, it's the client's responsibility to release this. I find that even after I explain this time and time and time again to people, there's still the mistaken notion that it's the practitioner that does it to them or does the magic to them. The fact is it's the client's responsibility to release these things. You know, the practitioner, we're going to understand this more, the master practitioner now. The master practitioner can't go inside their head and do the processes for them. The client has to go through the process and, you know, the master practitioner says, look this way, look that way, and then the negative emotions disappear. It's the client that has to release it. So that's the first step. So the master practitioner plays the tour guide for the client to make the change. From the master practitioner's perspective, we want to do everything that we can to assist that client in making the change. But ultimately, it's going to be the client's responsibility to step up and make that change. And this is the notion of cause and effect as well. And I'll explain that to the client each step of the way, because I really want the client to get that they're responsible for the change that they make. That's why sometimes we'll do tasking and things like that. Is to get the client invested in making the change themselves. Because if the client's expecting me to do the magic to them, they have the wrong expectations, right? I can be the roadmap. I can be the tour guide. I can help them and help them guide them. I can be the clerk inside the warehouse of their infinite warehouse of their resources. I can lead them down to where they need to go, and ultimately they're the one who has to open up the drawer and look inside and grasp it, yeah? So it's the client's responsibility to do this. And I'm going to be the tour guide for them. If the client doesn't want to change it, or if the client wants to make it difficult for one reason or the other, then that's also the client's thing. Now, if it's because they have secondary gain and issues like that, I'm caring about the client from where they're coming from. I have feelings for the client, and I care very much about them, so much so that I won't get caught up in their stuff. Sometimes we have to remain dissociated from the client as we lead them down. Otherwise, we jump into the quicksand with them. So I have a lot of heart, and I do this for a reason. I do what I do because I like to see people transform their lives. And ultimately, if we accept the responsibility for that client changing, we're doing them a disservice. So we can let those old notions fall away. Yeah, we're doing them a disservice if we're the ones that accept the responsibility for the client making the change. We do them a disservice. We're taking away half of their power, which means that either we develop dependence on us, where the client thinks that it's us, that they have to see us. That's like getting a motivational shot in the arm, which would be, I think that would be, yeah, that wouldn't be our outcome. Our outcome is to get the client as self-sufficient as possible and understanding that, yes, they are, in fact, the one that's responsible for making the change. And then we're going to lead them to that change while we see them. My highest outcome would be to get people self-sufficient. And then if they want to chat from time to time and say, hey, I've got this issue going on, sometimes we're faced with issues. I think one of the best things if we're faced with issues as we leave here would be to meet up with other master practitioners and do exchanges. Why go pay somebody $700, $1,000 when you can just exchange for somebody inside the class and get it for free? You know, so hook up, make alliances. That's what I did. And that's how I worked through some major issues that I was facing after I came out of Master Prac. I had, wow, now I've got this issue. I've got this issue. I've told some of you, I wanted to get started on my business. My friend Jim Gillespie was in my Master Practitioner training with me. I wasn't making cold calls. I called him up. I said, Jim, help me out. I got myself, with Jim's assistance, from making 10 cold calls a day to 100 cold calls a day. Like that. And there's no exaggeration in that. 10 cold calls a day to 100 cold calls a day within a period of 1 hour. And that was all he did was a submodality shift. He shifted it linguistically. And then he came in and he actually stopped by the house and he shifted my submodalities for cold calls to the submodalities of jiu-jitsu, which I love to do. So take the tools, use them. And also realize that when you're in here, back to the original point, it's the client's responsibility, first of all, to release those. The second thing that you need to do, so once the negative emotions and limiting decisions and you've done all the change work, once all that's occurred, the second thing for long-term change, in order for change work to be long-term, second thing that needs to happen is you need to take action. And I'll tell the client this when I'm meeting with them. That's why I'm sharing this with you now. So you may want to write these things down because the change work is the first part. So client's going to come to you and you're going to do some change work with them. Second thing, you're going to tell them, hey, you need to go take action. Because some clients will actually expect you to take the action for them. Or they'll expect the action to occur as if by magic. Right? They've got to go out and take some action. Now, that action could include enforcing boundaries. Now, boundaries, it could just be taking action, like going and working out at the gym, going and getting a personal trainer, going to some places where you might meet new types of men or women. Could include going out and starting a business plan, writing up your business plan and actually taking action on that, any of those types of things. So that would be overt action. It could also include enforcing boundaries, which is a type of action as well.